Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fix the Family Fix America Radio Show!
Your host for the number one family show in all of the universe. His name is Jack Hatfield.
Good day, everyone. Good day. How are you? It is Fix the Family, Fix America. I am your host, Jack Hatfield, right here for you on a new day where we do it in four parts plus one. Positive fathering, mega difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. The plus one is disease in the diet, where we are on a mission to purge, eliminate, and prevent and cure all degenerative diseases that are affecting families across this planet. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what you do at the beginning of class back in the day? You say the Pledge of Allegiance. Here we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There you go. There you go. Pledge allegiance. Used to say that before class. Do you remember? Remember that? Used to say that before class. I attempted to do a lot of new stuff today, but apparently I have to wait a certain amount of time before I can get a new switchboard and all that good stuff. But we will continue. We will persevere. We are here. Thank you, of course, for listening. And I cannot say this enough, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for telling every single person that you know about this show. It is the fastest growing family talk show in all of the universe. It is absolutely an amazing jump in listenership, an absolute amazing jump in friends, an amazing jump in incredible stuff, ladies and gentlemen, amazing stuff. So, again, thank you for listening, and again, your homework to this week. Tell everybody you come across. That's right. If you pass the car on the road, scream out the window. If you're in the mall and you pass someone, stop them. Pass the next truck, stop them. Pass the next, stop them. I realize this may make your trip to the mall lengthy, but in the end, it is worth it. Pretty soon we will have Fix the Family, Fix America store for for you, where you can purchase mugs, T-shirts, and all kind of neat slogans that you can get your father on Father's Day and mother on Mother's Day and children on Children's Day. Oh, wait, there's no children. Children's Day. All right. I am so excited to tell you about this next story, ladies and gentlemen. Then it's going to get me on a rant, so I hope you're prepared. So before we even start, let's just relax a minute. A little jazz. Are you ready? You ready, ladies and gentlemen? I tried to calm myself before I started today. But I'm getting more and more tired of reading anything similar to this story. Because my question in all of the fight and struggle that we have to fix the family and fix America, this isn't helping. And stuff like this is not helping. Now, before we get all crazy, understand that if there's a legitimate concern or something went wrong, we understand. But to absolutely go crazy over this would also make that any repetitive anything would be bad. All right, so here we go. All right, thank you for listening. Fix the Family, Fix America is here for you. We are going to highlight something of utmost amazing stuff here right now. Are we ready? In Alberta, Canada, they have decided and they have ordered workers' compensation for a woman and have decided that workers' compensation could be used for this task for the rest of eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, they are saying that it is a work hazard to scoop out hard ice cream. I did not make that up. I'm telling you a fact here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this one more time. It is now a workplace hazard to scoop ice cream. I know a guy who owns an ice cream store. I'm going to have to call him today and tell him to get ready because the government regulations that's about to come down the pike against him and his store is going to probably put him out of business or put him into soft serve only. And we all know soft serve ice cream is not the original and best and super ice cream. Yes, we have been serving ice cream for the past 2,100 million years. Yes, someone has reached over the counter, grabbed one of those ubiquitous ice cream scoops, the metal. You can see it. You have one in your drawer. Remember the little one with the clicky? The little thing that took the scoop and sucked it out of the scoop? They still make those. But there's all these artsy scoops now that claim to be better. While they do go into the ice cream better, still have the issue of getting it out of the scoop. The one that had the little clicky, the little slotty, squeezy, that was the miraculous the scooper. Now, that thing has gone down in quality in a long time, but that thing worked. I mean, you were able to scoop, get a big old round scoop, and go quick, and it would pop right out. But anyway, workers hazard scooping this ice cream. We have scooped ice cream for 20 million years. This woman served ice cream constantly once the warm weather hit last year, and a three-member appeal commission concluded that 2 months of that led to the painful flare-up of an old rotator cuff condition. Understand, she had an old rotator cuff condition. And surgery was required to repair it, and of course it was taken care of. The activity required considerable use of force with the right hand and arm in a twisting motion because the ice was, get this, ladies and gentlemen, the ice cream was frozen hard. It was frozen! What? No! No! The ice cream owner, store owner, probably came in and got very upset that all his ice cream was frozen. The woman had no problems in the first several weeks of her job. Her shoulder condition had been diagnosed a year earlier, but treated successfully with cortisone shots. Then her duties changed, with dispensing ice cream becoming her chief task. Eventually, the pain became too much. Oh, my goodness. There needs to be a piano background or something. I don't have one. I was trying to get one. That was one of the things I was going to do. I was going to have music background stuff to this song. Goodness. Just. I was trying. I was trying to get a pretty nice background for us. Wait, I got something. Let me see what this is. No, that's not my piano music. Darn. Well, I got to hear that in a little bit. That'll be another intro. Okay, so anyway, the pain. Her duties changed, and eventually the pain became too much. Now, I am not making fun of this woman. I realize she might have hurt her shoulder. In fact, accompanying this article is the ice cream to muscle group rotator cuff picture. It's labeled clavicle, which is your, you can feel that right, most of the time known as a collarbone. You can feel it right. Reach your hand up on your shoulder. You'll feel that muscle, the first two muscles right in front of your neck. I mean, bones, goodness. Subscapularis. The humerus, which is the bone in the upper arm. Then the three muscles you have, the supraspinatus. The infraspinatus, or spinatus, and the teres minor, those rotator cuff muscle groups. Now, those allow for the spinning motion of your arm. So when you stick your hand out, you can turn it back and forth and back and forth, and those are the muscles that do it. But the funny thing about this picture is they also label the vanilla fudge ripple ice cream, and they show an arrow of her turning motion. I got to post this. I will post this picture on Fix the Family, Fix America Facebook later on today. You have to see it. It is too funny. The ice cream shoulder page. Wow. I can't make this up. So anyway, back to this. The Alberta worker's claim for the compensation was originally denied, which led to her appeal, and the board, the appeal board said yeah. Now, one veteran of the business said that the work does indeed take its toll because she had a friend who woke up one morning and couldn't open her fist. And my wrist is locked a few times. It's a strenuous, repetitive activity like lifting heavy objects all day. Dr. Stephen Reed, an orthopedic surgeon, said the design of most ice cream parlors makes for a much different activity than spooning out dessert on the counter at home. That's right, you ice cream parlors, you've been designed wrong from the get-go. You've been designed to hurt people. You demons. Dr. Reed goes on to say that you're forced to basically at arm's length reaching into a large cabinet, and it's poor ergonomics, and they're doing it repetitively. In fact, he says, injury often results from seemingly innocuous tasks because of bad ergonomic design. The solutions can be quite simple. Describing how he solved one patient's back problem by suggesting the worker stand on an elevated platform when lifting boxes repetitively. He has the solutions. Dr. Reed has the solutions. Pretty soon, we're going to be forced to live in padded bubbles with soft scoop ice cream with a button to press so that there cannot be absolutely no way to injure your teres minor or your subscapularis. The sad state of affairs is that this is just a small sliver of a more incredible issue. And it's one we talk about often here on Fix the Family, Fix America. And that is, when does it stop? If serving ice cream is a life hazard, then definitely everyone that works at UPS or FedEx is a hazard. Wait, anyone that works at any print shop that has to lift paper is a hazard. So now we got ice cream as a hazard. What about dress shops? What about people that have to put cleaners? Cleaners put those safety pins inside your pants with the little tag on it. What happens if they prick their finger repeatedly? What about people that love scooping ice cream and they're not going to be able to do it because of this? What about construction workers running a jackhammer? What about people who lift the fries out of the grease? What happens if that repetitive motion hurts your wrist? Wait, we've already decided typing hurts your wrist, right? So that's why we have the warning on our keyboards saying if you're not ergonomic with this keyboard, it'll kill you, right? But yet, the keyboards never really changed. Yeah, they came up with the sideways one, the squiggly one. The people tried it, and they went, oh, this kind of sucks. But scooping out hard ice cream is constituting a workplace hazard, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot believe it.
I'm going to call my buddy, owns a myriad of ice cream shops, and tell him this summer he's going to have to close or go to full soft serve. He can sell slushies. Sad day in America for ice cream lovers. Oh, wait, you can make your own at home. That's right. We can still do that right. No. Pretty soon after we ban ice cream from the workplace, I'm sure they'll come up with something like, if you make it at home, we'll have to check it. Very similar to how they're saying if you go to a farmer's market and buy fresh fruit from a farmer that's 30 minutes down the road, the government is going to start stepping in and making sure he's selling you a proper peach or tomato. I'm not making that one up either. This is why I've started slow. You cannot believe this at all. That's right. Along with your ice cream about to go away, the ability for you to walk down the street on a Saturday afternoon, go to a farmer's market where a group of your brethren in your community are sitting around just simply offering to feed you from the toil of their work and giving you two tomatoes for a dollar, that will no longer be possible with the passage of this new Senate bill. Can I repeat that one more time for you? You can't get ice cream very soon because of its workplace hazard, but now farmers that are going to farmers market and selling food directly to the public will have to be governed by a new Senate bill. The Senate bill S-510, the Food Safety Modernization Act of 2010. Yes. It is asking for 15,000 more FDA employees to go to farmers markets across this country and look them in the eye and say, have you paid your bill and checked this food before you go to this farmer's market? So the farmer down the road, your buddy, Farmer Bill, or Farmer Dan, that you've now eaten his food for the last 30 years, when he goes to the farmer's market to sell you his tomatoes, or his potatoes, or his green peppers, the government will come in and go, I'm one of the new 15,000 farmer's market vegetable checkers, and Mr. Dan, have we checked your tomatoes? Have we checked your potatoes? Have we checked you? That's right, the S-510 bill. Onerous new regulations will shut down all small farmers. Now, who would this help? We already spoke the other day on the organic market suddenly being taken over. It's the largest growing market, but there's large growing because other companies are finding loopholes in the organic area. So a free-range chicken can simply be one that had access to the free range sometime in its life. So the biggest growth in the small farmers, because people are saying, you know what, I like buying from Farmer Dan because I know what he does to his produce, and if I don't know what he does to his produce, I can drive down the road and go check it out. But you can't do that anymore. If S-510 passes, call your congressman and your senate today and tell them no.
Tell them, get out of my ice cream. Get out of my fruits and veggies. Stop. Just stop. Get out of my parenting. Get out of my approach to the world. Get out of it. Farmers will no longer be permitted to sell food directly to the public, so your farmer's market will now be your local grocery store. There's already a lawsuit on raw milk sales, ladies and gentlemen. We discussed that in length here on Fix the Family, Fix America. We've now discussed that it's going to be too much of a burden to have a ice cream market, and now with S-510, it'll be too much of a burden for a small farmer to sell you tomatoes. So you'll have two choices. Grow your own, become Farmer Dan yourself, which would take an awful lot of work, I'm sure. Or get your tail to the local grocery store and become part of the economy. Let's listen to that new thing I had. Now, you do realize that if suddenly you cannot go to your farmer's market, everything will be more expensive. Now, let's talk about one more governmental intrusion here, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, we're going to have no ice cream. All right? Second of all, we're going to be able to not purchase fruits and veggies from your local farmer. Third, they are now about to say caffeine is an additive and cannot go in alcoholic drinks. What? Wait, that sounds like it's okay, because I read where there was these college students that were passed out or walking drunk or zombies or something because they had this drink, you know, Quattro Crazy or whatever it was called, and it made them crazy because caffeine and a drink. Yes, you've heard the reports. Yes, you've heard of a person overindulging on a caffeinated alcoholic beverage. Yes, this is called Four Loko. Yes, there are thousands of caffeinated alcoholic beverages on the market. This just happens to be one that they like to attack. Yes, these people that were injured on the item overindulged a tremendous amount to a blood alcohol level of almost 3 to 4 times the limit that people say you would be impaired. In other words, their blood was almost half alcohol from the alcohol, but they're blaming it on the caffeine part. So we're going to ban it as an additive. So what you'll have to do is you'll have to buy the alcoholic portion, and then they'll sell a little sidecar, totally separate, called what we used to be. Drink a little bit out of this can and pour this can in there, and we'll be right back to where we used to be. It'll make 2 cans. Because the FDA is coming down, going ho, ho, ho. In fact, Quattro Crazy, Four Loko, has now said they will remove caffeine from its products.
because of this big old stank. Coffee contains caffeine. Drink by almost 990 million people every morning. But you say, but Jack, it doesn't have alcohol in it.
You're right.
Neither does orange juice. But shouldn't we ban orange juice and vodka?
Yes, the Four Loko obviously said, you know what, we're going to make a product so insanely crazy it's going to kill every person that drinks it. That's exactly what they came out to do. That was their mission.
Four Loko's mission statement is to kill every person that drinks this product.
Ugh.
Regulation on top of regulation on top of regulation on top of regulation, meaning you don't have to think anymore. You don't have to be responsible anymore. You don't have to parent. If you have a kid, oh, it's an accident. We don't want you punished with a baby. We don't want you punished from this caffeine in this drink. We don't want you punished from having to scoop frozen ice cream. We don't want you punished for growing tomatoes. Gotta stop. When will it stop? When? Now you, of course, can stop it by becoming super powerful in your own right, by becoming the positive father or the make a difference mother or the pull through parent set that reveals their success. In other words, you have the power, the money, and the wherewithal to do what you want to do with your family. That's right. You can be all you can be. You can reveal your success, and you can be entrepreneur up where you're not even taking orders from a boss. And the best place to entrepreneur up is samhill.sohooffice.com. I'm not kidding here. The design staff, when you need a card that says, look at me, look at me, I'm in business, they can design one for you. When you need a ad that says, look at me, they can design that ad. When you need a website that says, look at me, they can design it. I'm not kidding. If you are ready to entrepreneur up and stop being one of the governmental regulations, then it's time. Go to sandhill.sohooffice.com. Tell them what you need. Say, I need a business card. I need a letterhead. I need some envelopes. I need some cards that I can mail out. I need a poster. I need a banner. I need a website. I need a web ad. Wait, I need computers. Wait, I need a network at my house. Wait, I've got another employee. I need another computer. Oh, I'm growing because everything you've done is great. Sandhill.sohooffice.com. It is the best place to go there and say, I want people to look at me. Because they can help you get people to look at you. Fix the family. Fix America. We'll be right back.
since we just brought up alcohol and caffeine, let's bring up something else that they know, but they can't tell you about it very much because that would be bad, right? Right. That is because men who underwent heart bypass surgery and consumed two drinks a day afterward had fewer subsequent cardiovascular procedures than those who did not. Wait a minute, Jack. Something's wrong here because all we hear is alcohol's bad. ...25% reduction in additional heart procedures, heart attacks, or strokes. What? Moderation. What? What? They compared medical history for 3.5 years, this study, and found that the alcohol helped. But, of course, they say in moderation. Wait, if moderation helps heart bypass patients, wait, if Four Loko was consumed in moderation and not by five teenage kids who didn't know better, then maybe it wasn't a bad beverage. Something's wrong. Oh, we can't. No, we can't be logical, ladies and gentlemen. Here's something else. We just had a disease in the diet workshop last Wednesday in Greenville, South Carolina, at the Earth Fair. We talked about how cholesterol cannot be affected by saturated fat and or cholesterol intake. I showed the exact science behind it, but it can be affected if you suck up some fructose or some lots of some sugar. But wait, we've been told to stop consuming fat for so many years, and our carbohydrate intake has went up. Therefore, that cholesterol is going up. And doctors say that's bad, so you need to stop. So they give you statin drugs. And they're finding out today cholesterol-fighting statin drugs are overprescribed. Because it says a heart scan that checks for hardening of the arteries is a better way to predict who will benefit than cholesterol statin drugs alone. Excuse me. Only results from the persons who have a clear calcium buildup. We don't have time to go into exactly why that calcium is built up right now, but they say only those people have a clear benefit from statin therapy. Then why every time someone has a 202 cholesterol right off the bat just because they had a pasta meal 2 hours ago, they get on statin treatments and the doctor says, you'll have to take this for the rest of eternity? And the rest of eternity, what that does is it robs you from stuff that helps your bones and your muscles. And it also cause neuropathy. And then you'll have to take this other drug. And then you'll have to possibly have diabetes because we, along with the statin drug, we're telling you to stop eating all fat. So now you're just going to be some bread eater over there of whole wheat while this drug wrecks havoc. Has sales of over $10 billion. The next one, Crestor, $5 billion. $15 billion in statin drug sales. But isn't heart disease going up?
parent, pull through parenting moment. Pull through parenting moment, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you what they just found in a new study here. They are saying girls as young as 3 years old are being emotionally invested in being thin to the point where some will even avoid touching game pieces that depict a fat individual. Causing eating disorders. The pressure to be thin has been linked with a higher risk of eating disorders. What if we stop eating the food now that is being made by the... A negative view of fat people is no better. Weight-related teasing has also been linked with a variety of negative outcomes, given that our society is currently dealing with an obesity epidemic. Wait. We've been told the fats are bad, so we eat better. We eat less fat. We eat less fat than we've ever eaten before. And I get people every day come up to me and they go, you know what, I'm on a diet. And I go, really, that's great. I'm on a diet too. Because diet simply means exactly what you eat. And they go, no. I'm on a special diet. Oh, okay, you're on a special diet. So what does that mean? Well, I'm cutting out the fat. Oh, you're cutting out the fat. Yeah, because that's what I've heard. Yeah, I know that's what you've heard. It's what everyone's heard for the last 30 years, but yet the obesity epidemic is growing. Heart disease is going up. Cancer rates are going up. Diabetes definitely on the rise. 1 in 3 people will have it by 2014. But if it's the media, you listen. Got the letters DR in front of it, no matter how ignorant the advice, you listen. No matter who find the proof that that cannot be true, you listen. That's right, preschool girls as young as 3 are already emotionally invested in trying to stay thin. How in the world would they even have this knowledge? Some girls are dieting in this study. They found out some girls are dieting by age 6. I've got something to blow your mind right now. Mother's milk. Let's say we had no formula. Science hadn't even got around to hanging out with us yet. Very early in the world. Long time ago. Baby's born, the only food it can get on a regular basis is mother's milk. And that mother's milk contains a lot of saturated fat, a lot of protein. And it's just the best, even today, said by every single doctor in the world, mother's milk is the best food you can give your baby. Then how in the world does our insides get to a point to say all of that stuff we needed when we were at our most vulnerable and growing at the fastest pace has to stop? Find me the logic in this statement, because it is something I'm going to be talking about immensely. The amount saturated fat, calories, protein, all vital during the most important phase of our life, that would be the growing phase. But yet after growth, they go, oh, no, you're just so much. Obviously changes so much to where you have to go out and find wheat. Wait, I don't recall anyone saying, you know what you need to give your kid as it's a newborn, the best thing it could eat is wheat. You know, cows grazing next to wheat don't eat wheat. Oh, that's right. New mom. Hey, new mom. You know what your kid needs now? Fiber. Yeah. So now kids are trying to be thin right off the bat. Now, let me show you some new research here. They are finding out, this is weird, I know this goes right along the alley of what I just said. It makes no sense how everything we keep bringing up here on Fix the Family, Fix America, which is why your homework assignment is to tell every single person you come across and or pass to listen to this show. Or else we're going to have no ice cream and you can't go buy tomatoes from Farmer Dan. So anyway, blood pressure concerns. In exactly 1 minute, blood pressure got better after consuming whey protein. Wait. No. This cannot be true. This cannot be true. Whey protein has been coming off when we buy milk and cheese. A byproduct of milk and cheese is whey. And this protein, you telling me that if I eat that byproduct of milk and cheese this whey, it actually has a normalizing effect on blood pressure levels, reducing levels significantly in those at risk of hypertension? Because it increases our nitric oxide production, and nitric oxide helps your vessels maintain their elasticity. Meaning if they can go bigger and smaller, and they're elastic, the buildup cannot occur. I thought it was wheat. Whey protein beverages have a normalizing effect on elevated blood pressure. I need some right now. I'm about to go crazy. You know what else whey can do for you? Whey protein, ladies and gentlemen. It can help your pancreas produce insulin work more effectively, which helps maintain your blood sugar level after a meal. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound like protein's good. Promote healthy insulin secretion. It will promote your optimal intake of proteins, fats, carbohydrates, vitamins, and minerals needed for your overall wellness because it keeps your body systems in check. It supports your immune system and contains immunoglobulins. Helps preserve lean body tissue, especially during exercise, as it delivers bioavailable amino acids and cysteine. That means your body can use it. Whey proteins are complex in and of themselves. They have beta-lactoglobulin, helps your body react better to foods. Alpha-lactobumin supports your immune system, may improve morning alertness. What? Coffee. Glycoma-acacropeptide provides support against occasional digestive discomfort and stress. Lactoferrin regulate your intestinal iron absorption and promotes healthy cell growth. Immunoglobulins promote your immune system and support your body's natural detoxification process. Bovine serum albumin provides a source of essential amino acids. Lactoperoxidase provides protective benefits for your system, and in natural growth factors aids your system in cell rejuvenation, muscle recovery, and injury function. Wait a minute, this sounds similar to mother's milk. It also helps optimize your production of glutathione, which is considered to be your body's most powerful antioxidant. It has the unique ability of maximizing the activity of all other antioxidants. It removes toxins from your cells and protects you from the damaging effects of radiation, chemicals, and environmental pollutants. I don't have to prove the things I say. Science does it just quite perfectly. Let me show you something. There is a food industry out there that's serving you unhealthy foods. Okay? And what they're saying is that because of the economy, cheap foods are on the rise of purchasing, and that is correct. The retail prices may be low, but they add to the impact on your health, the environment, other shared public assets, because well, you'll ultimately foot a much bigger bill paying for parts of hundreds of billions of dollars in subsidies, medical expenses, insurance premiums, declining property values, and mounting cleanup costs on these industrial foods. Okay? They're trying to say industrial food production stops the spread of foodborne illnesses. And it is no coincidence because of all this industrial food, the rates of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and obesity are at an all-time high. The dollar menu, or the My 99 menu, seems like a steal, but it is absolutely no bargain when it comes to what it does to you. And I don't know about you, but and how you want to go out. But I don't want to go out for making a bad choice just because I didn't want to spend $2 on some quality food. I started this show as calm as I possibly could because we went into how the world is becoming slightly overregulated. Other people that think they know better than you try to run your life for you and parent for you, feed and help you pick the foods that you eat. There's no more greater act that Fix the Family, Fix America can do other than getting you back to personal responsibility. Now, I understand that 99% of every person that you meet, not my current listeners, trust me, my current listeners, they've been listening for a long time. 99% of the people you are meeting and you tell them to listen to the show, that those two words alone will make them cut it off. You have no idea how many people come to disease and the diet workshops and after just 1 hour never, ever return. You have no idea how many people come to me and go, oh my gosh, I really have to eat better, and I tell them, do this, 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 and this, and they disappear. You have no idea how many people have come to me and said, you know what, eat the way you say, or eating healthy is very difficult, because the dollar cheeseburger is right down the road. You have no idea how many people I hear say, my child's crazy, and it's very hard to parent them. just recently, as last week, there became a budget cut by the government to say stop food subsidies. This potentially could have an impact on your food because between 1997, factory farms saved an estimate $3.9 billion per year because they could purchase corn and soybeans at prices below what it costs to grow the crops. Meaning your government has been paying for the massive amounts of soy, corn, and wheat that has made it into our food. Let me repeat that. That means your government, you pay for your government. They've taken your money and paid to lower the cost of the corn, soy, and grain to make it into our food. And now looking at the corn, soy, and grain in all our food, with the massive degenerative diseases on the rise, it sure seems like we are currently paying for our own demise. Ladies and gentlemen, Fix the Family, Fix America is all about positivity, all about optimism, all about you telling your children that they can do it. They can do anything they want to do. Fix the Family, Fix America is all about you doing the things that you want to do and revealing your success. This is all about personal responsibility. Ladies and gentlemen, some of these things we talk about, yes, are a little upsetting, but I have to grasp the fact that because this is one of the fastest family talk shows in the world, that we have a shot. And I know that I'm meeting more and more people. Yes, most of them listen for 1 hour and disappear, but there's more and more people staying for that extra hour. And I know you are ready to entrepreneur up. I know you are ready to be your own boss. I know you're ready to be your own person and successful. And if you keep listening to the show and tell everybody listen, we can do it together. Now, do your work. Go home. It's your significant other. Put your children to bed and enjoy a fantastic Libation Disease and Diet Workshop. The next one is in Columbia. Have a great one.